More than bananas, how the Christian faith works for me and the whole universe. Episode 13, The World of I Thou, Part 2. The worst night in the last stay in hospital was probably the night I suddenly started struggling to breathe. The nurses rushed me back through the wards into units of increasing dependency, finally into the intensive care unit itself. They put a big mask called a CPAP over my head, but it was so uncomfortable and I was panicking that I had to try others. Finally, they found a big plastic bowl attached to what looked like a vacuum cleaner that made me look like Buzz Lightyear, but was a considerable help. My wife Cordelia was with me, and on my journey through the wards, I thought I had two things I urgently wanted to say to her. First, I asked her if she could call the prayer team from our church to anoint me with oil and pray for me. There's a Bible reference to this practice. She made a call and a couple very kindly broke off what they were doing that evening, hunted out some olive oil from the pantry, found a car parking space somewhere in the hospital, navigated their way to my bed through the layers of security and hygiene, and duly prayed. Second, I told Cordelia, this is not my time. I now think that asking the prayer team to come was perhaps a sign of me pulling every emergency ripcord in sight. But I feel differently about telling my wife I wasn't going to die. She was entitled to take it with a pinch of salt. It's the sort of thing people say in my circumstances and then go on to keel over anyway. But I knew it wasn't my time. And I urgently wanted to tell her. Once there was a woman who knew if she just grasped the edge of Jesus' cloak, she would be healed. She didn't know anything else. She didn't know how she knew, but she knew. And she grasped, hung on, was healed, and Jesus commended her publicly for her faith. From somewhere in the I Thou world, I knew I wasn't going to die. I had the edge of a cloak to hang on to. It wasn't my time. Later that day, they put me into a coma, and I was with the fairies for most of the following month while my wife and family had the emotional route march of watching the doctors try everything and then say I probably wasn't going to make it. My temperature climbed to 41.9 degrees. At 42 degrees, I understand, everything falls apart. But I didn't die. And when I eventually came around, paralysed and hallucinating, I had that same conviction that I was going to live, properly live again, with Cordelia and my family and my work and wonderful years ahead. Then there's the further, even deeper mystery of people praying for us. From the messages we received, hundreds claimed to be all over the world. So wonderful and humbling. Yet prayer, at least in the I-it frame of reference, makes no sense. God already knows the problem. When lots of people pray, does God feel somehow trapped and crowded and forced to act? Surely not. During the worst period of my coma, my church arranged a prayer vigil for us. Different people signed up to pray non-stop over 16 hours. An astonishing act of self-giving and love. Those 16 hours coincided with my temperature peaking, stabilising, and then beginning to fall. 6 months later, the doctors were kind enough to say my recovery was remarkable. How does that work? I don't know. If any of us thinks any of this is in any way abnormal, we could try reading the book of Psalms in the Bible slowly. Perhaps a psalm each day for half a year. Then we could venture into the Song of Songs, and then perhaps the Book of Job. Between them, there are records of people blundering about in the I Thou world, sometimes bargaining, sometimes pleading, sometimes cursing, sometimes waiting patiently. They're on such an epic scale, and they're all about the companionship of prayer and the I Thou world. Some of the psalmists say things that I don't think I'd find it possible to say. But then the people saying these things have suffered as I have never suffered. At least I see through the Psalms that my lesser experiences of God the Holy Friend in the companionship of prayer are perhaps on the right lines. Surely God is in this place. One further thing needs to be said about God the Holy Friend and the companionship of prayer, which is for the next episode.